April 1, 2026. Today's reading from Discovery, A Tale of Two Kingdoms. Opening prayer. Jesus, you are King of the universe and of all time. Please help me give you my undivided allegiance. Read Mark chapter 15, verses 16 through 20. The soldiers mock Jesus. The soldiers led Jesus away into the palace, that is, the praetorium, and called together the whole company of soldiers. They put a purple robe on him, then twisted together a crown of thorns and set it on him. And they began to call out to him, "Hail, King of the Jews!" Again and again they struck him on the head with a staff and spit on him. Falling on their knees, they paid homage to him. And when they had mocked him, they took off the purple robe and put his own clothes on him. Then they led him out to crucify him. Reflect. When you think of Jesus, which of his titles first comes to mind? The Jewish leaders wanted Jesus killed because he undermined their authority and called out their hypocrisy. But for the Romans, it was the charge that he had claimed to be a king that signed his death warrant. The purple robe, the thorny crown, the homage, all these props were designed to demean and humiliate the purported rival to the great Caesar. Roman soldiers were part of a mighty army in an empire that had swept Palestine into its great jaws a century before. This man seemed to them entirely powerless, his kingdom a mere fantasy, and they wanted to put him in his proper place. In the spotlight at the center of the cruel performance was Jesus, quietly enduring the mockery, the physical pain, and the abandonment by his closest friends. At any moment, he could have called countless angelic armies to his aid, but in faithful love, he remained. The Roman Empire lasted 500 years, under roughly 70 emperors. The kingdom of God, however, is eternal and has one Lord, one God, one Lamb on the throne, whose sacrifice grants forever citizenship to whoever believes in him. Apply. Might there be areas in your life that you have not entirely given over to Jesus' lordship? Do it now. Closing prayer. To you, Jesus, who loves us and has freed us from our sins by your blood, and has made us to be a kingdom and priests to serve your God and Father, to you be glory and power forever and ever.